Support for Rock Island Lions comes from the people at Quad City Bank and Trust, helping the local community with their banking and financial needs for more than 25 years. Information is available at qcbt.com.
This is Roel Tweet on Rock Island. When Rock Island set June 24, 1916, as the grand finale of its celebration of the centennial of Fort Armstrong, the Swedish Americans next door in Moline were horrified. That was the date set for Midsummer, their most sacred observance. Without the sun's permission, the date could not be changed. The maypole had to go up on June 24th. And so it did, in Moline's Prospect Park. In Rock Island's Exposition Park, at the same time, a large patriotic audience watched a reenactment of great battle scenes from the Mexican War, staged by a visiting troop, complete with real cannons, a fitting tribute to Fort Armstrong. The Moline Swedes drew several thousand people from surrounding towns to their celebration as well, and the maypole went up in Moline as Chapultepec fell to American troops in Rock Island. The Swedes were nervous. Were they being disloyal in maintaining their Swedish customs rather than going over to Rock Island to attend the war with Mexico? Outsiders had questioned their loyalty. Was it time to drop the hyphen in Swedish-American? Augustana College President Gustav Andrin gave a stirring, patriotic, pro-American speech in Prospect Park, but he gave it in Swedish. The Swedish National Chorus and the Svea Choir roused the multitudes with Vartland and other Swedish anthems, but they tacked on the Star-Spangled Banner and God Bless Our Land. There were Swedish folk dances around the maypole, followed by American-style foot races. "Don't flaunt that hyphen in our face," President Andrin warned the outsiders. "The traditions of our native land can be preserved in sacred memory without impairing the ideals of citizenship." By way of proof, the Moline Swedes passed a resolution declaring Rock Island the perfect place to establish a large government munitions plant. The real winners were the hundreds of visitors from the surrounding small towns, who now had a choice of events. They could head for Exposition Park in Rock Island and watch the United States at war with Mexico, or they could wander over to Prospect Park and watch an even more amazing spectacle, Moline Swedes at war with themselves.
Rock Island Lines is underwritten by the Illinois Arts Council, a state agency, and Augustana College, Rock Island.